This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Chinese President Xi Jinping arrives in Seattle today for the first part of a state visit to the U.S. Later in the week, President Xi will meet with President Obama at the White House. But first, he'll sit down with the CEOs of America's top companies. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
There's a reason the Chinese president is putting money before politics this week, says James McGregor, head of APCO in China and author of 1 Billion Customers.
This is a signal to the American political establishment that these may be American companies, but they know where their bread is buttered right now, and it's China.
Take Apple, for example. In 2009, the company made just 2% of its revenue from China. Today, 25%. That's why Apple's Tim Cook will be among a group of CEOs who will meet President Xi Jinping in Seattle. But there will be a lot of forced smiles around the table. Sean Ryan is author of The End of Cheap China.
It puts a lot of America's CEOs in a difficult position because they're almost like supplicants. They're all flying to Seattle to meet with President Xi as if he's an emperor, and it's clear that he's going to dictate to them what opportunities exist for them in China.
Ryan says the business environment for U.S. tech companies in China is the worst he's seen in 20 years, and the Obama administration has done little to improve the situation. But that may change later this week when the presidents of the world's two largest economies meet face-to-face. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.